We're going forward. We're on Chof Beis Amud Beis, basically nearly halfway down the page. Yeah. Amma Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. We found that. Dalit is a prefix. Dumitamra means the hidden things, or mitamra, or remain hidden. We're talking about the people. If I do something in secrecy, you don't know about it. So it remains hidden. The megalia, that is revealed, is megalia. If I do something in public, people see it. That's the way of the world, right? Basically, hidden things remain hidden, and things done in the open are done in the open. However, when we're talking about Beit Din Rabbah, what we're talking about the great Beis Din, meaning the heavenly court, yeah, basically, it can see the hidden things. So you, in this world, you know, from your fellow man, you can hide things. But from the Beis Din, you can't. And they're going to be lispora, yeah, is going to basically punish, right? Take payment in the punishment sense. Mehani, the mem is a prefix, from those, yeah? Dalit is a prefix. Dechofi, chofu. Chofu means that they cover, right? Those people who cover, Gundi. So Gundi, basically, sounds like Rashi, basically, they cover themselves with cloaks. Yeah, basically, they're hiding under the jacket, or the talis, or the sheet. Gandhi, right. Yeah, so it sounds like a bit Gandhi-ish, because in the back, right. So it's a big garment. In the back of the book, there's a sefer that has, it's called Sifsei Hayam. And he brings from a Gemara somewhere. He says it's a black garment. Anyway, Amma Lo Yanai Malka. So Yanai Malka said, okay. So now let's look at Rashi for a bit of a historical history over here. Yeah. So it's basically let me just carry reading a little bit. Yeah. Again, sorry. Amma Lo Yanai Malka. Yanai the king. Malka means the king. Le Lamed is a prefix. Debise to his wife. So Yanai HaMelech was speaking to his wife, assuming the queen, yeah. And he says, Al Tisyori, don't be scared. I mean, that's, you see the word Yira in there, don't be scared. Min HaPrushim, from the Prushim. So the Prushim is like, if you go, there's a shul on the other end of town, and there's maybe a few of them called the Prushim. That's a certain group of people, the real Prushim, the good ones. Right, so let's look at Rashi over here. Al tisyore min haprushim. See Rashi, people have got it. Al tisyore min haprushim. It's basically a cross from where it says Masnisa in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah starts. It's kind of a cross from there, a little bit down maybe. Al tisyore min haprushim. Mm-hmm. So like this. So shaprushim. The Prushim are basically the Talmidei Chachamim of it, right? In this, the real Prushim, yeah. Hayu soinim oisoi. They actually hated Yanei HaMelech vehemently. Why? Lefi shehorag min Chachamim, because he killed from the their fellow rabbis harbei. He killed loads of, right. Basically, it's v'nepach liyostuki. He began to become a tzduki. Basically, he went off the derech. Kind of became like reform or something like that. Yeah, Kedu Amrin, Kedu Amav Kedushin, like we said, the story's brought down in Kedushin over there. That's basically, they tried to kill all the rabbis and it went off the derech. Now, Ukushimeis, I mean, right, when he was about to die, yeah, Haisa Ishto, his Uriah, his wife was scared, Mehen. She was scared that maybe the rabbis, once the king's not around, and she doesn't have as much power, they're going to take revenge. They're going to take away, like remove the malucha, the kingship, yeah, from her kids. Basically, they're going to cause a rebellion and basically take the kick, right? And she was saying to him, to her husband before he died, you know, basically beseech on her behalf that they should do anything to her. Oh, So what did so Yanai said to her, Al Tisroi, don't be scared, Mina Prushim, from the Prushim. Right? She's Tadikim Hain. They're Tadikim. Although you Gamul Khara, they're not gonna give back, basically pay back to you bad. Yeah? Below the Vanecha, and not to your sons. Shalukhatu Lahem. Because you didn't do anything personally against them. Like a rabbi, the rabbi's not gonna go and rabbis are like Jewish people in general, you know what I mean? Like a Jewish person who wants to serve Hashem, it's not really, you get angry with people and kind of like maybe some people really upset you and you may want to hurt them, but you don't, you know what I mean? You don't do anything because you just can't, you know what I mean? So he says, no, so you don't have to worry about them. So now let's go back to the list though, okay? So he said, I'll just repeat this. He says, Al tisyori min ha-perushim. Don't be scared of the perushim. And he also said, V'lo mimi she'enim perushim. And don't be scared of the people who are not Purushim, meaning his buddies, the people that, you know, the let's call it the Chiloni people, whatever, the people who are not so affiliated, yeah? Says, because you don't have to worry them either, because they're my friends. Okay? So, Ella, who do you have to be scared? And he said, beware. Ella, min hatzivuin. You've got to be careful of the coloured people, meaning not the coloured people in the sense of the people who basically have some kind of external portraying something that they're not. Yeah, we're gonna.
We use it, Lashon.
Do we do?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It's a word.
Yeah. What's that? What's that mean? That, yeah.
Hypocritical. It's fake.
Oh, hypocritical. Ah, and fake. Okay, I never got that one. Yeah, I heard that at Returno, that word a lot. Yeah. That's funny. That was interesting. You quoted that. I never know what it meant. Yeah, Shadoimim Leperushim. They're similar to Prushim, so meaning they look, they're faking, they're trying to be like Prushim, like Tamil Chachomim, but Shema'asehem, their deeds, right, the shit is a prefix, Ma'asehem, their deeds, is ke, is like, Ma'asei, Zimri, is like Zimri. Zimri of, Cosby and Zimri fame with, with Pinchas, that was the Nossi from Shimon, who basically did things that he shouldn't have done with Cosby and he died. So they're doing deeds like Zimri, meaning they're doing not good things. Umavakshin schar, and they want reward, kipinchas, like Pinchas, right? Basically, those are the people you got to be scared of because you don't know where you're holding with them, because they present one thing, but inside there's definitely got a different agenda. Okay, Mishnah. This is an easy Mishnah now because we're familiar with a lot. Most of us are familiar with this, yeah. Masnisin. Rabbi Shimon says this. We've mentioned this multiple times. Ein zechus toila b'mayim ha'ma'arim. Zechus does not delay the effect of the bitter waters. Just a quick repeat, right? We said like this that a woman who's guilty, she got to the stage of drinking the waters, and let's say she brought, and also the mincha was brought, and she basically drunk it. And we're expecting people are watching, is she going to pop? Yeah, and nothing happens. Yeah, so it could be though that maybe it's chus. According to the Rabbanan, they said no, it could be it's chus up to 3 years, nothing may happen. But Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree with that. This is now, he's coming to address that. He says, no, it's not true. It can't be. Hashem would not set up the sota like that. You know why I wouldn't set up the sota like this? I'll tell you why, because there's two problems. Yeah? Ve'im atar oimer, if you're going to say, like the chum do, as zechus toiler, that the merit, I mean zechus, that's what we talk for doing, either for doing mitzvahs or either for doing facilitating Torah, yeah, toiler, b'may memorim. If you're going to say it is medahe, yeah, you're going to mean medahe. When we had it previous in the parrot, it was madche, but over here it's medahe, and that basically means if you look in the dalid over there, it's basically you're going to you're going to blacken its color.
The dalid over here.
But this is I thought we'd make lighter. But basically, you're going to. The dalid and the hagois v'tziyunim. Machshich gvono. You're going to blacken its color. Yeah. Atar. Esamayim. Right. You're going to basically discolor the water. You're going to affect the water badly. Yeah. Bifnei kol anoshim. Hashoytos. Before all the women. Hashosu who drink. Meaning that, as we said about, as Ben Azai said, you have to teach you what your daughter Torah, because the woman's going to drink now, yeah. And if there's not immediate effect, she's going to say, it's all a farce. It was never true. They're just trying to, like, you know, fool me, right? So she should know, right? So it can't be. We can't create a situation that such people are going to think such things, yeah. And second of all, moitzi atar shem ra. You're going to do moitzi shem ra, right? Moitzi shem ra. You're going to say, people are going to start saying bad things, ala tahoiros, on the innocent women shoshasu that they drank. So this woman had a jealous husband. He was mamish, like, whatever. She couldn't even, like, be in, like, 20 meters of a man. Yeah, else he's going to, like, say, he's going to whatever. So she every other week, she's going to the base of the Mikdash. You know what I mean? As a soul says, but you can't do that, actually, because we learned that earlier. You can only, it's a question if you can drink twice, whatever. But anyway, this woman's innocent, yeah? So she drinks the water, and, yeah. And, but people are going to say, oh, look. They say, I don't know, maybe she's not innocent. She'oimrim. Tomeo say, no, maybe that woman's Tome. Yeah? Ella shetolso lehen zuchus. You know why she didn't pop immediately? Because maybe she's in a mitzvah. She's a nice lady. Yeah, on the outside, in some ways, yeah. But she's one of those, you know, she seems to daven a lot. You know, so I don't know. So, anyway. Now, Rebbe is coming to address Rebbe Shimon over here, right? So we've also seen Rebbe also in the Masechta, yeah? Rebbe Oimer, as the chus toila. The chus is toila. And what with your issues? B'mayim hamarim, with the bitter waters. Right, so now, he's addressing Rebbe Shimon's problem. The Eino Yoledus, the woman who is guilty, yeah, but the punishment got delayed because if she had a zchus, she doesn't have a baby. The Eino Mishabachas, and she doesn't get, like, Mishubach, right? She doesn't get better. She doesn't improve. She can't, even if she would go to the gym and work out, yeah, it's not going to help her. Yeah, in fact, she's going to start, okay. Ella, after she drank the water, so everyone's waiting for her to pop, right? So we know the back of the story, right? She's a big tzedekis in other areas, yeah, and she's got a lot of zechus, and she's gonna 3 years. She goes to the max. This woman's not gonna, nothing's gonna happen to her for 3 years, yeah. So you're gonna maybe think she's, you know, maybe she didn't sleep with somebody. You're gonna think she's innocent. Well, no, but you look at her and say, wait a second. She's first of all, she didn't get pregnant, because you're supposed to get pregnant if you're innocent. Second of all, she doesn't get any better, but look at this bit now. Well, Ella missed...
Get better from what?
Look, no, I mean, no, it just means she's not going to improve in a physical state. You'll see the context. If you just let me read... we're doing this. Ella, you got it this way. Miss Navna means she gets weaker... V'hoileches, she starts on a downward spiral. You look at her from day to day, and you say, "Wow, she's not looking so good." Yeah, so she's advertising on her face. Yeah, she's either one decided to, you know, she just got depressed and hates her husband, and she's not eating, or either she's guilty. She's deteriorating day by day until at the end of the right l'soif, and in the end. He mesa, but oisa mesa. In the end, she's going to die, but oisa mesa in that death means she's going to pop. So basically, it's a downward spiral for 3 years. She's looking terrible. Everyone's looking at her, and people trying to keep the distance away because she may pop, right? And they know she's guilty, basically. So therefore, maybe Shimon's issue is not an issue. Now,
in those 3 years, the husband.
Well, Chora, yes, what would you do? Right, how would you know? Right, that is a good point, Pinchas. Yisrael, that's, I think maybe you dealt with this at one point.
Yes, that's good if she's at work well, because right away.
Yes, very good, exactly. It was discussed by Yisrael. The problem is according to the opinion, that you don't see anything. Right, this woman is guilty. And there are no external factors. What would you do with this one? You're going to realise that she's guilty, and then you would it's prohibited to be with her. And assuming we divorce her, right? I can't remember what we said. But we could ask Israel after. Okay, we're stopping here.